put something on your heart, I want to make sure that you do it. Feel welcome here at Gold Town Church. This is God's house, and that's the way we look at it. Altar's always open. If you need to come and pray, you come and pray. And that's morning. If there's any visitors here, I want to welcome you. As I said, this is we're glad you're here. And I got two or three little announcements I got to get out of the way real fast so we can turn this choir loose and see what the Lord has in store. All right, first one. Thank you, Hero, for you make America proud. Please join us in honoring all those who have served. 2019 Veterans Day Ceremony, Friday, November the 8th, 2019, at 145 Sissonville Middle School Gymnasium. So Aaron said he was mailed to him. He wanted that to announce. And he'd also announced that we'll have a veteran service here next Sunday morning. I think the first three rows back will be reserved for the veterans that come. And everybody's welcome. If you know somebody that wants to come, you welcome them and you come with them. You come up here and sit with them and be proud of that. And there'll be songs and everything that next Sunday will go towards that. So we're glad for that. And one more. Pam Gandy has informed me that she is not on the one call list. So please call one of the other ones instead of her on there. She don't have access to it now the way she talks. So we'll leave that at that. Now, has anybody got a testimony? All right. We'll take up offering. How would you say the prayer, please?
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege, Father, it is to be in your house once again this morning. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus, Father. Yes. Lord, that just suffered, Father, and died just for our sin debt. To pay us a debt we couldn't pay, Father.
That's right.
Lord, I just thank you for that. Father, you just have your way in our service today.
Amen.
Lord, just have your way. Bless this offering, Lord, in whatever way you choose to fit. Father, we'll just give you the praise and glory you deserve, Lord. There's one here that don't know you today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, please
yes.
Speak to that, Lord. Yes. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you'll just help them take the first step, Father. Lord, we know that you'll carry them the rest of the way.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. You're still the King of Kings. You're still the Lord.
Amen.
Father, nothing can touch us, Lord, unless it passes through your hands. Father, we're grateful for all that you do and what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the crystal sea? We'll meet our loved ones. and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
Make sure everybody knows that we're going in revival this week, and if you don't come out, shame on you. You'll miss something. I don't think I've ever heard this evangelist, but Al says he's good. He's good, and I know that with all my heart. So make plans to be here. Any way you can, you need to be here. Kristen will be singing tomorrow night, and it'll be a glorious time here. I know it will, and we'll have a good time. So, I had nothing else. Turn the choir loose, Chris.
Yeah.
song. I know the Lord was one because Mary didn't vote him off 30 years.
As I was sitting back here this morning, Greg gave us that wonderful lesson. I thought of this song. And you don't think that God don't inspire people when they write these songs? There's a verse right here that I'm getting ready to read. It'll go right along with that song. And as we was talking this morning, we got a process to go through to be like Christ-like. And it won't be completed until we see him face to face. And that's when it'll be completed. But I want to read this verse, go with this song we're getting ready to do. And it's in 1 John, 3rd chapter, and it's the 2nd verse. And he says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him." Yes, we, him as he is.
That's me and you.
Now you listen to this song and tell me that it wasn't inspired by somebody when they wrote that song. And I'm glad one day we shall.
Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be when his voice we hear. There is one thing that I know for sure. Sinless and pure. For
we shall be like him. For we shall be like him.
When he appears, you can say goodbye to pain. You can say goodbye to tears. Changed in a moment, we all shall be with Jesus to
we'll be right back.
and say goodbye to pain. You can say goodbye to
strength and he's my rock.
God of mercy.
There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. While going through this world, His hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this way. My Savior's face and sing the story, saved by grace, and there upon that golden strand I'll pray.
Choir, it all the time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Can't thank you enough. Never will. Y'all remember us in prayer, the kids, military, everybody.
Bless
you. Pat on the back, son. Used to say atta boy. You can't say that anymore. You gotta say atta person, not me. Atta boy. Yeah. And I tell you what, a pat and a hug will go a long way to make somebody's day. Y'all pray for it.
Yeah. The temperance is right for somebody in
college. Glory to God.
The temperance is right. Someone said, I don't feel nothing. You're dead.
Might not know it, but for some of us in here, that kind of, we're like a sponge. We pull in the strength that you give us, and it helps us through the next day, and the next day, and the next day. I'm trying to say that I love my church family. You guys don't realize what you do for me. And it's all through the grace of God that it's here.
Right.
I love his blessing.
Right.
I really thought I was losing her, but he kept her here for a reason.
Yeah.
Just keep praying for her.
Amen.
Amen. Bless her heart.
All the more proof that we have no control. All the more proof we have no control. If we just let go and let God. Plain and simple. Just let go and let God. Amen. Are you through? Bless you.
Bless you, Jesus. It's so long since I've been in a service like this. I've been sick for so long. I've been sitting here taking it all in and thanking God for what he's brought me through. It's just amazing how sick I was.
Bless you, Jesus.
Blessed.
Amen.
I just want to stand and give him all
the glory.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Bless you, Jesus.
And I just really enjoyed this service. It's filled me up, and it's what I needed. And I love you all. I've always said that. You all were so good while I was sick.
Bless you, Jesus.
And
follow in your Bible, you can. If you would, stand for the reading of God's Word, please. The Bible says in verse 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them others beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Now, that's what's happening to the children of Israel. In verse 10, we see them talk to God about it. And now, behold, the children of Israel. This is them talking to God. They're telling God, God, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Then upon, and this is God talking back to them, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. This is in verse 14. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohathite and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Verse 21 says, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing, this is in the midst of the fight, the beginning, and when they began to sing, to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. 24 says, and when Judah came to the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And verse 26, this is after the fight, 4 days after the fight, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barak, for there they blessed the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, God, Father, for what we felt this morning. Lord, for what you've done this morning. Father, we thank you for your presence here. Help us right now as we speak. Father, let me get back so you can get forward, Lord. Help me to quiet down so you can speak up, that everything done, said, will be for you, through you, and by you, Father, to meet the needs of the church, to meet the needs of the lost, Lord, to be what we need you to be this morning, Father. Speak to each one of us right now. Continue to move, God. Continue to move in our service, Father, on each one of us, Lord. God, we just thank you for what you have done so far. We thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. Most of all, we thank you for what you're going to do. Help us now to learn from you what we need to learn to get closer, to get stronger, Lord, to move up a little bit, Lord, to be a better Christian today than we were yesterday, and Lord, to be better tomorrow than we are today, Father. We just want to praise your name, glorify your name, lift your name up this morning, Jesus. We want to thank you. In the name of Jesus we pray, and amen. You may be seated. So this morning, you know, Trenton talked last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, that he got the one that was going to be the longest, right? All right? I don't think so. I could talk about praising the Lord for days and days and weeks, but you pray that it's just minutes. You pray, the harder you pray, the shorter I'll speak. The harder you pray, the shorter I'll speak. So we're going to talk about praising God. And that's what they did. If you go into this scriptures, it tells you that they praised God in the beginning. What happened was they were getting ready to be ambushed, getting ready to be attacked. They were getting ready for the armies to come against them. And then they went to God and they said, we need your help. And God said, you got it. And so then someone stood up and said, God says he's going to take the fight for you. You're going to win. So before the battle, the Bible says they all worshiped and praised God before the battle. Then we move on down in the scripture and we see that in the battle, what they did is they put singers out in front of the army to sing and to praise God. And they sang praises. Praise the Lord who endures forever. His mercy endures forever. In the middle of the fight, they praised God and worshiped God. And then 4 days after, the Bible says, they got back together and they praised him again. So we're going to see that they praised before, during, and after. And that's going to come up in a few minutes, because that's what we should be doing. Praising God before, during, and after all things that happen in your life. You should praise the Lord for what he's going to do, what he's doing right now, what he's done in the past, and what's in the future. We should praise God. Why? Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Let's talk about how, though. How do you praise God? There's different ways to praise God. Everybody's a little bit different. Everybody's made a little bit different. We're like snowflakes. though I don't know that it's true. You know, they say all every snowflake's different. I want to know who has looked at every snowflake in this world to determine that. Because I haven't. I don't know. But I know we're all different. So each person praises a little bit. So how can you praise? We can use our mouth. We just saw Eddie get up and sing to praise God, right? We heard the choir sing. You sang. Chris sang. You can sing. You can shout. You can testify. You can pray. You can praise God in all that with your mouth. You can open it up in different ways at different times and just testifying, telling us what God did for you, telling us what God has done for you, telling us what God is doing for you, telling us what you're counting on God to do for you. Notice I didn't say telling us what the devil's doing to you. Testifying for God is talking about God, not anything else. Now, when we take prayer requests and you ask us to pray for you because the devil's doing this, but in your testimony, tell us about God and what he's done. God and how powerful he is. At that point, let's open our mouth up to give God glory and give God praise. So sing, shout, testify, and pray. We've got instruments that are here that you can play to the glory of God. You play them to your best. The Bible says everything that you do, do it as unto the Lord. Play the piano and the drums and the guitars and the trumpets and the flutes and the ukuleles and the banjos. And what else do we have that we play here? Huh? Is that the box? The box. The cajon, I think he said. Whatever you do, play that instrument to the glory of God. You can play it in a bar somewhere if you want. You can play it out somewhere in the world, in the street. But rather come to church and use that instrument and your talent to play for God and to praise God and to lift him up. We can also use the body. The Bible says praise him in the dance. I ain't going to do that. You don't want me to do that. But Carmen, a singer, used to say, do the Holy Ghost hop. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to do. You can sway, can't you? Can you sway? I can sway. Can you sway? You watch preachers, and we almost all sway when music plays. I don't know why that is. I don't know why. We don't sing and we don't play. Some do. Some do both. Some do one. But we all sway. So you can sway. You can run. We went to a church a long time ago. Is anybody here who went there with me? Two in the back. They were there for a short period of time. Those people ran around that church. It wasn't our kind of church. It was a different kind of church. But they ran full speed ahead around that church. And let me tell you, when they were running, if you stepped out and you weren't in the spirit, you were dead. I mean, you were just dead, right? Mr. Miss Bumpus, am I lying? I mean, they were going 80. And I'm not, you clock them. They were going 80. And they stepped out of their pew going 80, and they got back in their pew going 80. So you went 80 to the back door if you wanted to leave. But you could run. You know what? You can also bring your body to church. You can attend. You can attend. That's a form of praising God, a form of worshiping God. Coming here, you can praise God with your ears. You can listen to what he says to you. You can listen to the Spirit. You can listen to the preaching. You can listen to the teaching. You can listen to the singing. You can listen to the testimony. You can listen to God's heart. When he speaks, you can use your ears to praise and worship him and take in what he has for you to hear, because he has a message for you, just for you, that he wants to tell you. So you praise him and worship him by listening to him. You can use your brain and your mind. I put those different because some of us have different kinds. Our brain's not too good. Well, my mind's not too good either. So I can do that, though. I can read and study God's word, right? What is praise? It's letting God know that you count him worthy. It's letting God know that you honor. It's letting God know that you like what he has, what he does, what he says. When we read and study God's word, that's a form of you one-on-one with God, praising God and worshiping God, reading and studying. Notice those four in red. What are those? What are they? Back to the basics. Praise and worship is the basic thing that we do. Those are our basics, praying, attending, listening, and reading and studying. And then today it's praising. So Trent taught us that we can learn to do all by reading God's word. And I'm telling you, doing all is praising God. When we do all those, it praises God. It gives him word, gives him praise. It says, God, we count you worthy. We count you in honor. Now, something else that used to happen and still does sometimes. Anybody got one? Anybody got one of these? You got one of these? Take it out. Let me see it. They used to wave these. I used to go to a church years ago that there was a little old lady. She had one, maybe. She would wave that thing. You know what? That is the white flag of surrender, saying, God, it's all about you. It's not about me. It's not what I want. It's what you want. I give up. I surrender myself to you. I surrender my will to you. I surrender what I want to do. It's all about you, God. I praise your holy name. So you can wave that hanky. You can also raise your hands. You know, it's a form of praising, raising your hands. Now, I found a training video online. Training video, right? Short, a little over a minute, about praising God and raising hands. So if you don't do that, because, you know, some people come from churches that don't do that kind of thing, and that's fine, they're more quiet, but some do, and some want to learn to do that. So I got a short training video, because we preach, we teach, and we train, all right? So take just a minute, and let's learn
hey,
about it.
If you're not used to going to a hand-raising church, you want to go and join us. Feel free to join us, but don't feel like you got to join right in, okay? Start slow. We got a lot of different hand raises that we use. We actually have names for our hand raises. So I'm going to walk you through real quick, okay, what they are, just to let you know. Say you're at my church, music is rocking. Start slow. Hands in the pockets, little elbow flap. You're fine. Very subtle. Get warmed up. Get your heart rate up. When you're warmed up, start with the first one. Ready? Carry the TV. Carry the TV. That's our first one. Very subtle. Go to big screen. Big screen, a little wider. Next one's my fish was this big. My fish was this big. If you're a liar, you can go out there. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Jesus loves you. Grace. Next one's hold my baby. Hold my baby. Got dueling light bulbs. That's our next one, dueling light bulbs. Got goalpost. Everybody knows goalpost. Throw in a heartburn. A lot of people like to do heartburn. Double heartburn, right back to go post. What's my favorite? Mufasa. Mufasa, that's my favorite.
The circle of life.
Tim, can you go higher? Yes, you can. You can take one hand, go a bunch of different stuff. Pointer, hatchet, schoolroom. Release the doves, give the Lord a high five. Press it out. A lot of women like to wash the window. Wash the window. And when you're comfortable there, go for the big three. Village people, Rocky, touchdown. There you go. There's your big three.
Praising, it's different for different people, right? It's different for different people. If you didn't like that, I apologize, but I thought that was a good way to learn. I mean, what I like, you don't. What you like, I don't. May it be different. We're different. Different ways to praise. Different ways to lift the God up. It's how you do it. It's how you do it. It's how God tells you to do it. But the important thing is that you do it. Like we did this morning. You do it. Now, let's look at one thing. Praise him. Why? Because heaven is yours. Can you praise him because heaven is yours? Now, I saw this on a church sign. Too much sugar preaching causes truth decay. Listen, everybody ain't going to heaven. I hope they do, but the Bible says they're not. Now, heaven is real, but so is hell, and so is sin. There is an eternal destination called hell in the lake of fire. Jesus talks about it in Matthew 28. He says, don't fear them which can kill just the body, but fear them which the one that can destroy the soul and the body in hell. That's Jesus' words. I should have put it in red. By the way, if this gets messed up, I put it together, so it's my fault. And just, we'll just leave it there. In hell, because it's real. Speaking of the rich man and Lazarus, which is a story, not a parable. Parables don't have people, real people. They're not names. But Jesus tells us the story of the rich man because he went to hell. Jesus didn't tell us his name. But Lazarus is in there. So he says the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torment. In hell he lifted up his eyes. Why? Because hell is real and it's a place to shun. It's a place to not go. But you can praise God because John said in Revelation, I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down. I saw it and it's yours. He said, I see a number which no man can number. And do you realize in that moment John saw you, if you're saved, in that number praising God? I like to think about things that I can't figure out. And the thing I like to think about is when John looked in that number in that big crowd, one of those people was me. I'm here now, but he saw me then. So praise God, because heaven is yours. Heaven is yours and hell is not. Now, if you're not saved, don't praise God because hell is yours. But let's take care of that this morning and then get you saved. Then you can praise God because heaven is yours. That's what we've got to do. Figure out why we need to praise him. Now, praise him because he is worthy. Jesus is worthy. The Bible says in 2 Samuel writing, I will call on the name of the Lord because he is worthy to be praised. David wrote the same thing in Psalms 18:3 after God delivered him from his enemies and from Saul. The Bible says, David quoted Samuel, said, I will call on God because he is worthy to be praised. Praise God because he deserves it. I looked up the word worthy and it means this: having characteristics that merit recognition. God has the characteristics that merits your recognition and merits my recognition for me to talk about him. His lovingness, his kindness, his gentleness, his grace, his mercy, his power, his almighty. He deserves our praise. The Bible says that worthy is to deserve. God deserves us to stand up and tell the world about him and why he is good and why we love him. We should praise him because we love him, because he is worthy, because what he does. We should praise him because who he is. We should praise him because of who he is. God told Moses, he said, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses said, who should I say sent me? God said, you just tell them, I am. That's all you need to say. I am. They don't need to hear nothing else. I am has sent me. God, we should praise God because he is worthy, and that's who he is. He is now. He is present. He is powerful. He is loving. He's the only one who truly deserves our praise and truly deserves our honor and truly deserves our worship and truly deserves our adoration, truly deserves our recognition. We should praise him because of who he is, who he does, what he does, what he can do, what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do in your life. Because he says, I will fight your fight for you when you come up to that battle. He said, don't you worry about it. You give it to me. You lay it at my feet. Don't take it back. You just give it to me and just watch me work. We should praise God because what he's going to do in our life. I looked up. Now, there is something in one of our classes or in a room in here. And I took a picture of it a long time ago. And it just now come up in our sermon. Who God is. This is the names of God. This is why. Somebody tell me where that poster is. The names of God. College? You're all, okay, Christianity 101, right? All right, so if you want to see it, go over there. This is the names of God. The names of God, real quick. Elohim, the powerful God. Adonai, the Lord. Elyon, God Most High. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Yahweh, the covenantal God. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rophi, the Lord heals. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies you. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Sektenu, the Lord is our righteousness. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. And Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. That's why we should praise God, because he's all that. He's all that, and then some, just for you and just for me. Praise him because he's who he is. We should praise God because praising God brings his presence down. Praising God brings his presence down. I've talked about this before. We're going to do it again real quick. The Bible says in Psalms, you are the Holy One that inhabits the praises of Israel. Or today, the praises of your church, the praises of your people, the praises of you. When you praise God, when your praises go up, when your worship goes up, when your adoration goes up, the Bible says God's presence comes down. The more we lift him up, the more his presence comes down and gets on the scene. And listen, when God's presence comes on the scene changes. When God's presence comes on the scene, things change. Look, this is Peter and Jesus on the water right here in Matthew 14. The Bible says, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Now you notice he didn't even have to speak to the wind. When he got in the boat, when his presence got on the scene changed, the wind ceased when he got there. Now John tells us a little bit more. John says not only did the wind stop, but the ship immediately was where they were going. So they were in the middle of a storm in the middle of the ocean. And the Bible says that when Jesus got in the boat, two things happened. The wind stopped immediately and the boat was immediately where they were going. What happens when Jesus gets on the scene? He changes it for your better. The Bible says, Jesus says, I came that you would have life and life more abundantly. So when Jesus comes on the scene, the abundance of your situation changes. The abundance of your life changes. When you lift him up, he comes down. That's not just here, that's out there. That's in the middle of this, that's in the middle of that. That's in the middle of a group, that's in the middle of a crowd, that's in the middle of just me, that's in the middle of just you. So if we want to change things, you just call Jesus. Listen, the Bible tells us one day, Jesus got off of a boat over near Gadarene. The Bible says as he walked, that there was a man in the tombs, and this man had many devils in him. Jesus wasn't going to see him. Jesus wasn't making his way to him. The Bible says when Jesus was afar off, on the outskirts of the scene, when Jesus got on the outskirts of the scene, the Bible says that that man saw him, and at that point the demons cried out and said, what, Jesus, thou Son of God, what have we to do with you? What have we to do with you? Why are you here? He wasn't there to see him. He was just there. So you want things to change? You bring God. What? How did that thing change? We see this man who was demon possessed with many demons, and at the end of his encounter with Jesus, the Bible said we see him sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed instead of being naked, in his right mind and not possessed. When Jesus gets on the scene, when you bring him on the scene, when you call God down by lifting your praises up, the Bible says that things change, the scene changes, the situation changes, and things automatically get better. Why? Because Jesus is now there. Jesus wants to make your life better. Jesus wants to make you better. Jesus wants to change your situation. Jesus wants to change you. So praise God, because when his presence comes on the scene, your scene changes and your scene gets better. That's why we should praise God, because he is worthy who he is, because his presence makes things better. Now, we should praise him. This is for you. We should praise him, because praise makes you look good. Did you know that? Did you know that? God said, all right, I know how I'm going to make him, so I'm going to let something make him look better. The Bible says in Psalms 33, rejoice, O in the Lord, O ye righteous. Now that's you Christians. Rejoice in the Lord, for praise is comely for the upright. 41:47 says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant and praises comely. I looked up the word comely because it kind of doesn't sound very good to me. You know, kind of rhymes comely and homely. Now, homely means a whole different thing, right, when you say that. But comely, so I looked up the word comely. Let me tell you, when I define this word for you, you're going to go, wow, I need to praise more. I don't know. Maybe you'll go, I praise enough because I look good enough. The definition of comely is attractive, good looking, pretty, beautiful, handsome, stunning, gorgeous. So you want to be all that? The Bible says you just learn to lift up your hands, you know. You want to wash the window. You want to do the light bulb. You want to move forward. You want to get up and sway or run and jump and sing and shout. You want to look at the person beside you and say, boy, girl, you need to praise more. All right, now look at the same person and go, just kidding, looks like you praise plenty. Now, I know somewhere in there is not a lie, but somewhere is. So ask them to forgive you for the lie, because listen, the Bible says that when you and I start to praise God, you look better to God. You know why? Because God wants us to praise him. God just wants us to praise him. So when we start praising him, we're doing something that he wants us to do. We're doing something that he likes us to do. We're doing something that makes him happy and puts a smile on his face, especially when we're in the middle of a bad day, a bad moment, a bad situation. When we learn to get our eyes off of the situation and get our eyes on God, get our eyes on Jesus, and start lifting up him and praising him and worshiping him. When we do that, God says, that's my boy. That's my girl. That's what I want to do. That's what I want him to do. That is what I'm looking for. Praise him. Praise him because of that. Praise him because it makes you look better. Now, it makes you look better to us too, but it makes you look better to God. So praise him because praise is comely to the Christian. Now, praise him because he says so. That's the dad coming out in him. That's the Father coming out. Just because he said, why? Clean my room. Why? Because I said so. Anybody ever told your children that? Do it because I said so. If anybody's ever said that to their child, raise their hand. That's right. And God says, praise me. Why? Because I said so. And there ain't no other reason we need. Yeah. Obedience. Obedience. Hebrews 13:15 says this, by him, Jesus Christ, who he's speaking of, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. It's the fruit of our lips, the fruit of our mouth. It's thankfulness. He said, I want you to continually be thankful to me, continually praise me, continually lift me up. Why? Because it will make you feel better. It will make things look different, even if they're not different. You will have a different aspect, a different look for life. See, praise is good for you. It's good for your spirit. It's good for your body. It's good for you physically. It's good for you mentally. It's good for you emotionally. Praise is good for you to do because it just helps the spirit feel good. And the spirit makes the body feel good. So the Lord makes you all around feel better when something bad happens and we start getting down. It's because of we're looking at it and not him. If we turn our focus to him and praise him and lift him up and worship him, we begin to change. We begin to feel different. We begin to feel better. We begin to get our spirits lifted. We begin to see that God is bigger than anything that this world has to offer. God is bigger than anything that will ever come against you. God is bigger than anything that's going on in your life right now. Praise him because he says so. Praise him because he's big. Praise him because he loves you. Now, a couple things and I'm done. When do we praise him? When? Before, during, and after. Always. Always. God says in Hebrews 13:5, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What's that mean? That means he's there. He's there when you're there. He's there before you're there. He's there when you leave. He is always going to be with you. Matthew 28:20 says, lo, I am with you always. Never forget that. Never forget when you're getting ready to go through something that God is with you. And he's going to be with you when you get into the midst of it. He's going to be with you when you get out of it. Praise him in the middle of it because he's there with you in the middle of it. He's fighting your fight. That's what he told Moses. Tell the people, stand still. I got this. That's what he told him in Samuel. We'll talk about that in a minute. He said, Samuel, tell him, stand still. I got this. I'm going to fight this fight for you. So praise him before because he's with you then and now and going to be through it all. Praise him in the middle because he's with you then and he's fighting for you and he's not going to leave. Then you'll get to praise him after because he is still there with you because he never left you and because he brought you through it all. Paul Mendez told a story here one time, and I never forgot it. Said this man and his daughter. His daughter was a brand new driver, driving down the road. They were driving down the road, and they saw this big storm coming up, big, huge, dark, massive storm. And she said, Daddy, should we stop, go turn around, go back? He said, then we won't get where we're going. We won't get where we need to be. She said, but it's a bad storm. He said, just keep driving. Just drive. So he got in the middle of it, and it was raining and thundering and lightning. And she said, Daddy, there's other cars pulling over. Should we pull over? He said, nope, just keep going. I'm with you. I'm here. Just keep going. So she just kept going. Went a little slower, but she just kept going. Eventually, she got out on the other side to clear skies. She looks in her mirror, and behind her is a storm. Beside her is still her daddy. And around her was safety. Why? Because Jesus will never leave you. He's with you when you're before the storm. He's with you through the storm, and he'll be with you at the end of the storm when you look in your rearview mirror and the storm's behind you, and you'll see that he brought you all the way through. Praise him because he is always going to be with you. He's always going to be there. Now, when do we praise him? Now, let's look at real quick. Go to your text, all right? 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm going to read this real quick. I'm going to be quick. 2 Chronicles 20. Verse 18-19 says this. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice. That was before they went into the storm. Now, verse 21 says this, when they're in going into the battle, 21 says, he consulted with the people and appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of his holiness as they were out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. So that was in the middle of the storm. Then in verse 26, it says this. The fourth day they assembled in the valley, and there they blessed the Lord. That was after the storm. That was after the fight. Listen, they did it all, and they did it right. They praised him before, they praised him during, and they praised him after. See, I forgot to put verse 26 up there. Did y'all catch that? That's not Tim's fault. That's my fault. That's why we should praise God. That's when we should praise God. When? Before, during, after, always. Why? I think we should praise God everywhere. Where should we praise you? Let's move to the next one real quick. Where? Anywhere, everywhere, in all places, and at all times. I'm just about done here. Anywhere, everywhere, in all places, and at all times. The Bible says here in Psalms 22, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. As we come together here, let your praises go up. Lift your praises higher. Bless the Lord. Worship the Lord. Praise God. Why? Because it'll change the atmosphere, as Al says. It'll change the atmosphere. It'll change the temperature. It'll change what's going on. The Bible says in 107, let them praise him in the assembly of the elders. As we gather, that's what we should do. Lift him up and praise him and tell people about him. Give him praise and honor and glory. Why? Because he deserves it. 148 1 says, praise him in the heights. And you know what I think about when I read that? Go tell it on the mountain. I'll shout it from the rooftop. Go tell it everywhere. Go tell it anywhere. Anywhere someone will listen, you say it. Anywhere someone has an ear, you tell it. Anywhere someone can't get away, talk to them about it. If they're captive, tell them about it. We should be talking about God every day. We should be praising God every day. Why? Because he's worthy. He's deserving. The Bible says in 150, it says, praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise ye the Lord. I'm just about done. This morning, we've already seen it. We've already done it. That's what we need to be doing. Is praising God for many reasons, at all times, everywhere, anywhere, in all things, no matter what, giving God the glory that God deserves, giving God the honor that God deserves, giving God the praise that God deserves. Why? Because we love him. This morning, if you need Jesus, if you need this Jesus, if you don't have this Jesus in your life, you can have him right now. You can have him right now, the one you've already heard people talk about. Sing about, shout about. You can have him. This morning, if you are a Christian, but you need more of him, you can have him. Amen. All of him that you need. Amen. Whatever you need from God this morning, you can come get it. Now, praying is also a form of praise. If you just want to praise him in prayer, this morning we have the empty altar. We can make it full. As we stand and sing.
Amen. Rob, before I start, God is on the scene.
Amen.
After I sing this, you'll know why. I had no idea. This is just a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Barry.
God sent his only son to save. He died upon a cross for all our sin. I praise the precious name of Jesus. He walked out of the grave. They laid I was made for. Can be so full of heartache. The pain it causes cuts just like a knife.
All but the Bible says the one who loves his life will lose it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant will also be.
Yeah.
If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
I serve a Savior. It's what I was made for. His grace and love I don't deserve. I will be faithful, humble and grateful. My life is greater, 'cause I serve a Savior. My life is greater, 'cause I serve a Savior.
Does anybody have anything? So be
choir practice this evening, 4:30. Get ready for next Sunday for the veterans. 10 for Him is practicing as well, and the choir will be going to practice with 10 for Him. But we're going to meet in here first. And it says in the bulletin next Sunday there's choir practice. Probably not. We'll determine that at choir practice this evening, but we got to get ready for Christmas.
It's here before you know it.
Say it'll be here and gone before we know it.
That's right. That's right.
Rob, he has to pray his practice next Sunday after church probably around
here. All right. Okay. He has to pray his practice next Sunday after church. The board right over here.
The
quicker you get up here, the quicker you get out. One thing. All right. We'll be back here at 6 tonight. Pray, pray, pray. Invite, invite, invite. Let's meet with God. All right. Everybody would bow your heads. Tim Cunningham, would you dismiss us, please?